As Union armies marched on Tennessee to strike the heart of the Confederacy, the Confederate weapons manufacturers shifted operations deeper into the South. The Confederate government utilized the Atlanta Arsenal as its primary military weapon production and storage center. The arsenal was originally located in Nashville, but when the Union troops closed in on Chattanooga, the Confederates moved it farther south to Atlanta. The arsenal transformed the city into the premier supply center for the Army. It was built by John C. Peck, who had previously produced long pikes for Governor Joe Brown. Colonel Moses H. Wright, a highly respected artillery commander whose services were sought by both the Union and Confederate secretaries of war, led production with a $1.5 million annual budget. Some 5,464 employees created percussion caps, saddles, harnesses, cartridges, and artillery. The arsenal produced 41 million percussion caps for muskets and 5 million percussion caps for pistols between 1862 and 1864. The arsenal required wood, lead, and numerous other metals to produce a variety of items, from the wheels of cannons to a variety of small arms munitions, and these requirements led to huge shortages of lumber around Atlanta. Building fortifications around Atlanta, along with the private industries that required wood for numerous projects, further exacerbated lumber shortages. Because of this, citizens of Atlanta lacked adequate firewood to warm their homes in the winter. The fires were necessary for the well-being of both the families in the home and the animals that were brought inside to prevent their freezing and theft. As the Union Army continued its march through the South, the Confederates decided to move the arsenal beginning in July 1864. They first relocated the facility to Macon, then Columbus, and on to Augusta in Georgia, and then finally to Selma and Montgomery in Alabama. The doom of Atlanta's arsenal foreshadowed the fall of the city itself, which followed on September 2nd, 1864.